Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the wheat breeding efforts of Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says that Dr. Carver is not only breeding wheat that yields well, but also has the end-use characteristics that millers and bakers want.
You know, if we have a lot of wheat that the miller and baker does not want, it really doesn't bode well for the farmer. And so we are focusing on those issues as we move forward. Certainly, there are some research programs out there that have put out some varieties that may not have been or had the best characteristics for milling and baking standards from that the industry would be looking for, both in the domestic and international markets.
Schulte says in the Pacific Northwest, wheat breeders have offered wheat varieties to growers that have strong milling and baking characteristics, and growers have been rewarded with price premiums for growing those varieties.
And as we move forward, I think that that's going to be a key component that we focus on here with the varieties that are coming out of Oklahoma State University.
To learn more, go to okwheat.org.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Yesterday, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission released its latest report on the wheat harvest going on here in the state. And according to Executive Director Mike Schulte, harvest continues throughout the state despite light rains that fell earlier this week across western Oklahoma. These rains caused little disruption in the affected areas, with most harvesters able to get back into their fields by early afternoon. Schulte says not much has changed in the state, though, since the last harvest report from Monday in regards to quality. However, test weights across the state have dropped in most locations due to rains this last week, but as of today, many locations are still reporting an average of 60 pounds per bushel. Yields across the state have been ranging all over the board depending on the management, heavy rains, and hail damage. Proteins across Oklahoma are being reported in the 10.5 to 11.5% range, disappointingly lower than producers had hoped for. One bright spot, though, coming from north-central Oklahoma, are reports of some proteins as high as 13%. It's reported that harvest has moved much faster in southern Oklahoma due to many of the wheat acres going into cotton, and Schulte says activity is winding down in many of those locations. And the monthly survey of tractor sales in the U.S. shows increases in May. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers reports the sale of all tractors in the U.S. in May 2017 were up 8% compared to the same month last year. For the 5 months in 2017, a total of 92,000 tractors were sold, which compares to 86,000 sold through May 2016, representing a 7% increase for the year. Sales of two-wheel drive 100-plus horsepower tractors were down 20%, while four-wheel drive tractors in the same category were up 26%. Meanwhile, combine sales were down 9% for the month. Sales of combines, though, for the year total 1,226, a decrease of 13% from 2016. And we end our time today on a sad note. A lobbyist for Tyson Foods was reported as one of the five victims wounded in the Washington, D.C. area shooting that targeted a Republican congressional baseball team practice. A spokesperson for Tyson Foods said that Matt Micah, Tyson Foods' director of government relations in Washington, D.C., was injured in the shooting that took place at an Alexandria, Virginia ballpark. The spokesperson said Micah was taken to a local hospital for treatment, but offered no word on his condition at the time. Micah, a former senior director of legislative affairs for the American Meat Institute, reportedly is a member of the GOP baseball team that was practicing ahead of a charity game Thursday against the Democrat team at Nationals Park. Also wounded were House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana, Zach Barth, a legislative correspondent who works for Representative Roger Williams of Texas, and two members of the Capitol Police who protect congressional members. Our thoughts go out to them. You got farm news on Ron.
The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117, residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions, as exclusions and limitations apply.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.